Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
But share your voice notes with us before the show ends. You are listening to Kaya Biz. And for right now, though, we're going to talk all things regarding technology and innovation as we take a look at the skills crunch in South Africa, especially when it comes to critical skills. It seems as though we continue to lose a lot of intellectual capital to international markets. Last week, we spoke about what's happening in the aviation industry. Before that, we've spoken about data scientists, individuals who work within the space of AI and technology. Other weeks, we've spoken about those who play a critical role in financial services and banking. Tonight, we revisit this conversation now to take a look at how it is that South Africa is losing our amazing talent to international markets as we take a look at the 2025 Critical Skills Survey released today.
Kaya Biz.
Tech and innovation.
Marissa Jacobs, Managing Director of Expat Web, joins us now on the show to give us some insight into the reality of some of the most difficult job roles to fill in South Africa. Maybe if you and I are lucky, we might be able to submit our CVs, but the truth is, we need the experience, the expertise, the talent, and the skill to back it up. Marissa, such a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
Excited to speak to you, Marissa, because you're going to give us a very clear, realistic understanding of the brain drain that still happens to impact South Africa. But let's start off with an understanding of the 2025 Critical Skills Survey that was released today. It does show that at least 84% of large corporations and multinationals are experiencing challenges in sourcing highly skilled talent. Tell us what that looks like and what it essentially means.
Absolutely. So I think important, the eighth year of this critical skills survey. So we have really rich data collected over the last 8 years. This is the biggest survey that we've had to date. And it's a very important one because it comes off of the back of some immigration legislation changes. And the purpose of the survey is really to determine to what extent critical skill shortages Africa, and then the role that foreign nationals play in addressing these shortages. So quite correct, as you said, that the first finding is that 84% of organizations report that they struggle to recruit critically skilled employees in South Africa, and that's up from 79% last year. So it shows that the problem is actually getting worse.
Let's talk about that, because as you say, the problem is getting worse, and I guess we know why. Is this because a lot of South Africans just opt to work in other countries where they earn a prettier paycheck, might work for different hours, might not enjoy the good weather, but the money makes sense?
There's definitely an issue in terms of brain drain. We can't deny it. But also, at the same time, this is a global issue. It's not a South Africa issue. Talent is moving. That is the reality of it. We find that as South Africa, we have to compete for skills globally, other countries in terms of bringing in skills. And they have the same issue. They lose their talent to us again, who are attracting skills. And the nature of talent is that talent moves.
That's true. Talent moves. I've often heard the statement that you're not a tree, so you're not rooted to one particular jurisdiction, right? And maybe let's talk about these particular sectors. You know, where is the skills shortage and gap essentially worsening? AI and technology, we know, is playing a very significant factor. Maybe let's touch on that and some of the other industries where we continue to see heightened demand.
Absolutely. So we ask organizations to identify for us what are those skills that they struggle most to recruit. And then we present a top 10. And if we look at that top 10, first is engineers. And we get a lot of feedback every year in terms of engineers, and that's at the top of the list. But it is again this year at the top of the list at 38%. And next is ICT specialists, exactly as you've said. Tied to that, artisans, really struggling to keep artisans. Again, it's an international issue. We all the time hear about the UK really struggling with artisan skills as well. So artisan skills become more sought after. And then quickly, senior financial execs, foreign language speakers, healthcare professionals, science professionals, and C-suite execs. Those are your top 10 most difficult qualifications according to business.
Got you. Marissa, I can hear you and make out what you're saying, but I also have the report as a reference to iron it out. And the line is a bit wonky, largely because of the weather conditions that are impacting, you know, the connectivity that we have. But I do want to wrap up with just one last question before we do let you go in providing us with some perspective. And perhaps here I'm speaking both to employers and human capital professionals who hire individuals within these talent pools, but also to us as South Africans who want these amazing jobs and want to be the talent that's in demand. And always available and on the lookout for a new opportunity. Also the importance of ongoing skills development. But even for the talent itself, you know, is there any feedback around how they need to manage the dynamic?
So we definitely see an in terms of employers wanting a qualified experience. They're looking for these skills to hire. So really important, we always say this is a great list for matriculants and graduates to look at. Skills that you need to move towards and to make yourself extremely employable, both in South Africa as well as internationally. And then a beautiful thing that we see happening is our South African skills that go abroad and that years later come back to South Africa with those skills and then South Africa, and also employers to tap into for that skills and upskilling South Africans.
100%. Marissa, thank you so much for your time. We will have to leave it there, unfortunately. The information you're giving us is remarkable and incredibly insightful. The line, however, is letting us down due to the intimate and inclement weather we have in Gauteng at the moment. But thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And we'll be making sure that many more South Africans get their hands on it, available on the Expat Web website. That was a big thank you to Marissa Jacobs joining us tonight as Managing Director of Expat Web, helping us understand that the critical skills crunch deepens in South Africa as companies are on the battle to fill up top roles. If you want to know who is wanted, engineers, ICT specialists, and those are individuals with a great demand for roles in ICT, software engineers, data scientists, and data analysts. Artisans, there's a scarcity. So you might be thinking, oh, well, what am I going to do with an electrician, a plumber, an automation specialist? Hey, they are in demand in international countries, specifically in markets like Europe and even Asia. Healthcare, media, and other pain points also play a role as well. Did I say media? Did I say media? Giggle with me on this one.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.